Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Hello, and welcome to Buckle's new Game Corner Plus. We're sorry for the delay. There has been a bit of a thing going on. You might have heard of it. That's made scheduling things fall a little bit out of whack. So, we're back, and we should be picking back up again. Today, we are joined by two co-hosts for yet another Versus match. The first one, he had a very interesting character on PTU, and then he decided to play one that was completely stupid. Welcome, Welcome, Seth.
It's me, the dumb one. Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hopefully not as dumb as my PTU character as far as trivia goes, but you know, the night is old, and we will find out together.
For reference, it's about 11 o'clock for him, so fun things. And we have the character who was pitched and played intelligently. We have Sublime. How are you doing?
Lovely. The sun is still up in my hood, you know? Lovely.
We have a bit of a battle of the coasts, as it may be, or at least battle of the time zones. So, we've got a lovely little versus match for you today. Game one will be Fuchsia City Feud, and we will be going into Deep Dive, or just Pokemon Dive. So, without further ado, I will kick it over to Mr. Rules Man, and he will go over the rules for Fuchsia City Feud.
And now, Fuchsia City Feud. The players will be given a base stat and a Pokemon type. The players must guess the top five Pokemon of that type and stat combination. First place answers are worth 500 points, and fifth place answers are worth 100 points. If a player gives an answer that is not on the board, they earn one strike. After three strikes, they cannot score any more points, and their opponent may attempt one guess to score points remaining on the list. After the rounds are finished, the player with the most points wins.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rules Man. So, we are playing Fuchsia City Feud. We've got six... No, five. Good. That's what I was hoping for. Five. Five stats on the board. Everything but special attack. And we are going to have you guys alternate. I'm going to list all of the different possibilities, and you will alternate picking stats. Seth, you have first choice.
All right, so I...
Well, you don't... I haven't named the categories.
Fine. Go on with your rules.
The categories for you today are HP for bug.
Hateful.
Speed for... I didn't set this up. P. McGee prepared this for me today. It's the first time I haven't been the one to prepare it. So that is hysterical. We've got HP for bug. We have speed for rock. We have defense for water. We have attack for fairy. And we have special defense for grass.
I have a question. Are Mega Evolutions included in this?
Yes. We are doing full National Dex, full forms, not counting Eternatus. I mean, Poison and Dragon weren't on the list, but I feel like player accessible is implied.
Okay.
Forgive me, what was the third one?
The third one was defense for water.
All right. I can't write in glyphs that fast, so.
Like a proper Vorin gentleman.
Exactly, obvious. I can hardly write to begin with. I think I will select Speed Rock.
Okay, wonderful. Each question is worth, not each question, each answer is worth a variety of points depending on, you know, how many are at that point. Cap is 500, bottom is 100, but ties may alter that. Good to go, whenever you're ready.
All right. Mega Aerodactyl.
That's number one for 500 points.
Regular Aerodactyl.
That is number two for 400 points.
Aerodactyl got a monopoly going on over here.
I know. It's like 150 and 130 for the two of them.
Yep.
Lycanroc midday form.
For 300 points, you've got the top three.
Lycanroc dusk form.
Tied for fourth for 150 points.
Okay, Lycanroc dusk, I believe, has like a 112 or 113 speed stat. I believe it's 113. I know this isn't the same, but Terrakion.
That is incorrect. That is your first strike.
Dang. Okay, so it's above 108, but below Lycanroc dusk form. Let's try 110. Archaeops.
That is the last one that you needed. It was also tied for fourth at 110. Midday is at 112. Dusk is at 110.
Ah, okay, got it.
The other one tied at 110 is Mega Diancie.
Oh, yeah, that thing is a thing that exists.
We love to see it. We miss it.
Mega Carbink. I'm
that's right.
Summing your points. You've got the full 1,500 from that board, so that's good to hear. Sublime, which one would you like to take?
We have to take the fairies.
This is fair. All right, highest attack for fairy.
You know, I'm just going to piggyback on what you were just talking about, Mega Diancie.
Mega Diancie is number two for 400 points.
Oh, that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's something hot. Oh, of course. Zacian.
Do you care to be more specific?
Ooh, I like that. I like that you say that. We're going to say she got a crown or a sword in her mouth, you know?
Zacian crowned is the top answer.
Yes. Okay, what about not crowned? Is that on the board?
That is tied for fourth for 150 points.
All right. What other legends are there? Oh, we gotta go for Miss Xerneas, you know?
That is coming in at third for 300 points.
Okay. So what have I listed so far? How many things have I listed so far?
You have listed four of the top five with Zacian, okay. Crowned, Mega Diancie, Xerneas, and Zacian.
Okay. How many guesses do I get if I get something wrong?
Three.
Okay.
It's a three-strike system.
I see. Love it.
Baseball.
What about Grimmsnarl?
That is incorrect.
Oh my gosh. Grimmsnarl swole. That's disconcerting. Tapu Bulu. Tapu Bulu's up there.
That is correct. Now, you both have done incredibly, incredibly well. Both of you have gotten your full 1,500 points. So I think I'm going to change things just slightly.
Oh.
I'm going to expand the three strikes to total.
That's hateful.
Oh, no.
We already... we have the same number of strikes right
yes,
now.
Each
of
us have
one, yeah.
We currently have one strike. And
oh,
I'm
no.
just not going to extend that. I'm not going to reset these, because both of you are probably the best people in Puckle at dealing with these kinds of questions. So there's got to be something I can do to make this a bit more entertaining. So, Seth.
Uh-huh.
You've got highest HP for Bug, highest defense for a water type, and highest special defense for a grass type, and I can frantically pull up a sixth one if that ends up being relevant.
You know, I'm a pessimist by nature. I don't think we'll need to pull up a sixth one, but who knows? I could be wrong. I would like to go defense for water types.
You're not going to go for your grass. You're not
no,
going
I want to make it
grass.
Difficult for you, Sublime.
That's
There's a meta to this.
Nice. That's not very nice. Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
Let's do water defense, then.
Okay, let's start it off at the top with Mega Slowbro.
You're right, but P. McGee didn't put that on here.
Nice. Okay. Base 180, by the way.
Oh, you're tied for first. It's tied for first.
Noted.
So, give me a second. I gotta readjust things now, at least the point total. So for 450 points, We've got Mega Slowbro. It is tied there. And yes, that means this one is worth 300. This one is worth 200. And this one is worth 100. Okay, we're good. We're good to go. We can continue.
Excellent. Now, I know this isn't the thing that ties for Slowbro, but I believe it's third, Toxapex.
That is correct. It is third.
All right. What on God's earth is up at 180?
Curiosity. Sublime, do you know?
Maybe.
Okay. I was hoping for the smugness to make him go on it.
Just to put me on, just to scare me.
What part of me being a DM makes you think I'm not at least a little sadistic?
I know, right? Exactly. So,
exercise your sadism on people in your real life. Be nice to your digital friends.
Never. No.
No. So I know it's not Corsola. That is a water rock type. I'm trying to think of water rock types because they like to put defensive stats on rocks for some reason, and that's a
what
dumb
you talking?
Thing.
Oh, you know what? It must be Kabutops. Why don't you say that?
Yeah. Let me take advice from my opponent in the middle
yeah,
of a game
I think
show.
You should do that. I'm just trying
this
to
seems
you
like
out,
a
no.
great idea. That being said, no, that's special defense. Dang it. Okay. Let me establish a threshold. Let me see if this is the bottom out. I'm going to go with Slowbro base form. I believe that's 110.
No.
Didn't think
also,
so.
Also, isn't it 120?
That is a strike. And yes, it's 120. So, it's not Sublime. Seth.
Yes.
Do you want to keep going, risking your last strike, or do you want to let Sublime take one guess and then move to his turn?
Give me 8 seconds to think about it. Quickly running through as many water types as I possibly can that are thick boys. 180. 180. That's a lot, and that should stick out in my head. And I know that Blazing Steelix does not count.
No, it does not.
Blazing... Oh, yeah. That's all. Maybe Blazing Onyx will count.
Blazing Onyx, yeah, totally.
You got the Mega, you don't need the Meg. It's fine.
Yeah. I think, with knowing that I'm at 2 strikes and it's total now, I think I will yield my time to Sublime to see if he's figured out the 180 water type that I'm missing.
Or just anything on. You have one shot to score off of Seth here, who scored a total of 750 points this round. I will say that for you, Sublime, this is a free shot. If you don't get any points, it's not one of your strikes.
Could I confirm? Can I just get a list of all the things Seth said so I don't have to repeat one?
Yes, he said Mega Slowbro, he said Slowbro, and he said Toxapex.
And Slowbro was the wrong answer, correct?
Yes, he struck out on Slowbro with a base 120.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
Cloyster.
That is the other 450. You steal those points.
Dang it, I forgot that's a water type.
It's an ice rock type with shell smash.
Obviously.
I mean, at least that's what I think it is, because it keeps using rock blast. Sublime, which board do you want to take? We've got HP Bug, which you are very familiar with.
You know
we have
what?
Special defense grass.
We're gonna have a redemption round because guess who boned up on HP Bug? Guess who made sure never to have that happen again? We're taking it.
Alrighty, let's charge boldly ahead.
Okay, Buzzwole. First of all,
that is correct. That is the top answer for 500.
Just like let's get that out of the way. Heracross.
That is tied for 5th.
Okay.
For 100.
That's... Okay, so that's the lowest we could have.
Yes. Like I said, tied for 5th.
Got it. Yan Mega.
That is number 3 for 300 points.
And this was the gag. I could not believe this was on the list last time. So it, like, sticks in your head. Vivian.
Yeah. Huh?
Vivian.
That is a strike as it is tied for 5th.
But if it's tied for 5th, how it gonna be a strike?
But you already listed a fit. You already listed one of the ones in that place.
Ugh.
So, do you want to stop or do you want to continue?
I want to continue.
Okay.
I'm gonna do at least one more. I'm pretty sure...
You have one more strike, so if you do not get this, Seth will have another option that you will not have, so...
I see how it is. Volcarona.
That is number 4 for 200 points.
Dang it.
You can either stop or try to go for the number 2.
I'ma stop. I feel like I did good. I redeemed myself on the HP bug. I feel good.
That is fair. Seth, do you want to take a chance? You have a free guess. What is it?
I have a free guess.
And it can't tie for 5th. It can't be a tie for fifth.
I know that.
No, it's got to be the second place.
And I think Vivian's was 90. I know Volcarona's is, I believe it's 100-ish.
Vivian's is 80.
Vivian's is 80?
And Volcarona's is not that high.
Not
it is 85.
Yeah, okay. It can't make Blissey-proof subs.
Rival, can you believe Vivian is in the top 5? I couldn't believe.
I think that Buzzwool is 107-ish.
It's a prime number, you know that.
Yen Mega is maybe 1, maybe 100, maybe 90. So I've got a bracket of like 15 in my head. Thick bugs.
My favorite shape of Pokemon.
Have you considered Shuckle?
I'm trying to think of the juiciest, squishiest bug.
So Shuckle.
That ever.
That is so cursed. Just, I will need an answer.
I'm gonna go with the juiciest bug of them all. The one that would probably squish when I poke it. Scolipede?
No, that is incorrect.
Dang it.
Okay. So what was...
Seth, you're gonna hate yourself.
Oh,
what are the answers?
What is it?
It's hair... It's, Centiscorch.
Oh, dang it! That's right! That's the... Oh!
With base 100.
Dang
Centiscorch.
It! I forgot about Gen 8.
Yeah, I did too.
Tied for 5th there is Excelgor.
Okay.
So Excelgor counts, but Vivian don't.
No, I said it was also tied. I was just clearing out because I said there were 3 things tied for 5th. That's all. I was just letting everyone know what was tied there.
Dang it, my poor mustached boy. He's so lonely.
Alright, Seth. I'm not going to say it's out of reach, but you're going to have to do real well.
You're going to have to fight for it. This is not going to be pretty.
You are going to do special defense for grass.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because I have to add this last second, and I you can do special attack for a type you won't get to know.
Oh, dear.
So those are your choices. Special defense grass or wild card special attack.
Oh, dear. You know... I can only immediately think of one grass type that would fit this bill, so let's go for the wild card special attack one. And I feel like that way, if Sublime steals it, he hasn't had time to prepare.
All right, you have special attack flying.
This was a mistake.
One strike. Can you do it, my friend? Can you do it?
Oh no. Oh,
let me prepare my responses.
Oh no.
That I can think of.
I'm trying to think of the legendary flyers. I know that Zapdos has base 125. Let's start with that.
That's your last strike.
Oh no. Oh dear.
Can I make a fatality shot? Can I make a fatality shot?
Kill me. End
yes.
my
Mega
life.
Mega Rayquaza!
Oh,
with
yeah.
180, it is at the top.
That's a Pokemon.
For 500 points. Sublime, do you want to do special defense grass?
No,
just to do
I really don't.
Or?
I really don't.
Oh, no. Mega Rayquaza, that's a Pokemon.
So the top 5 for flying special attack were Mega Rayquaza, Mega Charizard Y, Rayquaza, Thunderous Therian, and Mega Pidgeot.
Is Yveltal not in the top 5? Because that was my next choice after Mega and regular Ray.
Nope.
Oh,
Yveltal
wow.
is 131
yeah.
at position 6.
Oh my god.
Zapdos is tied for 7.
If you hear dull thumping, it's me smacking my stupid dumb coconut head. I'm an idiot. Oh dear. Oh well. I'll get you next time, dagnabbit.
You might. But you might not. But you might. But you might not.
Stop.
So we're going to go see if in the next game, Seth can redeem himself for his first appearance on Deep Dive and his performance earlier in the episode. Congratulations. Woo! We're going to cut to a short break.
Welcome to Dive. In this game, players will choose from a list of categories to begin. Once the category is selected,
Each contestant will take turns naming something that belongs in that category. If they give an answer that is incorrect, or has been stated before, or cannot think of one within a minute, that player loses the round, and the other player gets a point.
And thank you, Mr. Rulesman. We are here with Dive. Our categories today are unused type combinations.
I'm a win.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
A person who has made a fake version of every single one of them, I'm a win. Like, I'm just like, I got that one in the bag.
Pokemon that must learn a certain move to evolve. Elite Four members. Isle of Armor tutor moves.
Nope. Oh no, I know that one too pretty well.
Fossil names. Name of the fossil piece, not the Pokemon.
Ugh, gross.
Pokemon with a base stat below 15. Field moves, aka moves that you could be that could be used outside of battle.
Okay.
Remind me again what the third one is.
Elite Four members. I type it out. I like to keep my notes visual.
I gotcha. Alrighty.
This is why I take the notes. This is why I take the notes, y'all.
Sublime, would you be so kind as to pick our first category?
Unused type combination.
Oh no.
Alrighty. Seth, you do have the first move advantage here. So whenever you give your first one, I will start the timer.
Mm-hmm. Normal ghost.
Sublime?
Oh, I thought you had to confirm it was correct.
Oh, it is correct.
Yeah, I know it's correct. I just was, like, waiting for you to... Cool.
I know it's correct.
Electric Dark. I do. Sorry about it.
Dragon Bug.
Okay.
Normal Steel.
Fairy Fighting.
All right.
Fairy Fire.
Oh, no. Is there one that has this? I can't say Pure Flying anymore. That's... That's broken now. Has been for a while. Fairy Dark?
Impidimp would like to disagree.
It's been done!
That's not a Pokemon. It hasn't been officially confirmed.
That's good. The missing ones are Normal Ice.
Can I finish with the correct... Ice Fire was my next answer.
Yeah, okay. Normal Ice, Poison, Normal Bug, Normal Rock, Normal Ghost, you said, actually.
Rock Ghost.
Grass Fire, Electric Fighting,
love that.
Ice Poison, Fighting Ground, Fighting Fairy, Poison Steel, Ground Fairy, Bug, Dark, and Rock Ghost. All right. Seth, which one do you want to Sublime? That's one point. You need four to win. Which one do you want to pick, Seth? You have Pokemon that must learn a certain move to evolve, Elite Four members, Isle of Armor tutor moves, fossil names, Pokemon with a base stat below 15, and field moves.
I'm going to try this, and we're going to see what happens. Let's do Isle of Armor tutor moves.
Fantastic. Sublime, the timer will begin when you give your first answer.
Okay, Meteor Beam.
Triple Axel.
Coaching.
Poltergeist.
Corrosive Gas.
Burning Jealousy.
Skittersnap.
Scorching Sands.
I cannot keep track with all the things we've said. We're saying them too fast. Terrain Pulse.
Scale Shot.
Expanding Force.
Dual Wing Beat.
You said Scale Shot already, right?
He did.
Yes.
All right, I'm just trying to keep track with everything we said. We're good. Fairy Explosion. Misty Explosion. That's what
you
I meant.
You corrected yourself in time.
Steel Roller.
Grassy Glide.
Lash Out.
That was my next one! Ugh! Have we said coaching yet?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm going through the types in my mind. I can't keep track with what we have and hadn't said.
I think that's why Seth was going so quickly.
Yeah. Ugh. I cannot keep track with everything we said. Lash out was my next answer. I'm so upset.
You have 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
And that is time.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. Flip turn.
Yep. That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Yes,
wow.
You guys got 17.
We exhausted that list.
So, that brings it to Sublime's choice. We have Pokemon that must learn a certain move to evolve, Elite Four members, fossil names, Pokemon with a base stat below 15, and field moves.
Elite Four members.
This is a big one.
Oh, no.
So, Seth, this timer will begin when you give your first correct answer. Well, when you give your first answer. This does not include champions, I will clarify.
Okay. Then I'm going to throw a wrench in it with the first one, Lance.
Screw you too, bud.
This does not include champions,
yes?
Okay, well, Lance is E4, well, so yeah. That's fine. Karen!
Glacia.
Drake.
Phoebe.
Grimsley.
Just going right into freaking Gen 5. Koga.
Will.
Bertha.
Agatha. I can do old ladies too.
I can do old ladies.
I can do old ladies too.
There's the sound bite.
I can.
Gays love old ladies. It's odd.
Oh no. Oh no.
There's another sound bite. Seth, you have 30 seconds.
Oh. That's a gym leader. Bugsy.
Is a gym
that
leader.
That is a gym leader, you're right.
Isn't he? I thought it was Berg.
No, you're out. Berg is also a gym leader. The one that you are thinking of is
Bruno!
Aaron.
Bruno!
Aaron, obviously. His name sounds so bug-like.
That one always did confuse me. The other answers that were not given were Lorelei, Bruno, well, he said Bruno, Sydney, Flint, Lucian, Marshall, Grimsley, Caitlin, Malva, Siebold.
We said Grimsley, thought.
Well, either way. Yeah. Siebold, Wickstrom, Drasna, Hala, Olivia, Acerola, Kahili, and Mulane.
Dang it, there were so many.
Seth?
There really were.
I didn't study for this quiz.
Let's do...
It's my turn.
Seth's turn to choose.
Oh, it's my turn.
You're right. I thought it was my turn.
Trying
I can't keep track.
Let's do... So for the one for base below 15, do you have to...
You don't need to name the stat. You just need to name the Pokemon with a base stat below 15.
And is this fully evolved or all?
All.
Noted. Let's do that one.
Okay, Sublime, this will begin when you give your first correct answer.
Shuckle.
Alrighty.
Chansey.
Okay.
Happiny.
Alrighty.
Blissey.
Alrighty.
Weedle?
Is incorrect.
Are you... Oh, damn, I thought it would be garbage.
No.
I'm gooped.
So, one's
Munchlax.
Yes. Ones that were missed. We have Shedinja.
That would have been a good one.
Both Diglets. Gossifleur, Speed. Trapinch, Alolan Sandshrew, Stackataka, Ferroseed, Magikarp, Feebas, and Pukumuku.
That's a lot shorter than I thought it would be, to be honest.
Wait.
Like, just the total list.
Yeah, no, it's pretty small, and I think one was missed really quickly. I think, let me double check. Oh, it has to be below 15, can't be tied to it, because Pinkerchin has 15 speed, not 5. Fun fact.
The more you know.
That's why I went Munchlax instead of Pinkerchin for the final one.
Alrighty, that means you're 2-2.
Now we gonna do things to, must learn a move to evolve.
This is fair. Oh, there's one on this I don't think y'all know. This will be fun. Seth, this begins when you give you the first answer.
All right. Is it the Pokemon that evolves from or the Pokemon that needs the move, just to be clear?
The one that needs the move.
Understood. Yanma.
Correct.
Tangela.
Correct.
Pilo Swine.
Correct.
That was my next choice, and I feel gooped. That was my next choice. Oh dear.
And that was all of them, folks.
I think you might win this round. I think you might win this round now. Oh, jeez. Okay, so we said literally just Yanma, Tangela, and Piloswine.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh. You know the stars.
You have 30 seconds.
That's not what I like to hear. Oh, no. Well, this was lovely time with you.
you have 10 seconds.
I love when there's not a winner. We're just like, you know what? We don't need to win. We're just like, it's even. We're tying.
That is your time, Sublime.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Seth, could you give us another answer?
I'm having trouble thinking of anything, too. I'm glad it ended when it did.
You guys didn't even name, like, a third of the list.
I know. We named the big ones, though.
No!
We named the stars. We named the stars. Everybody loves Mamoswine, okay?
Okay, so the ones that were missed. Lickitung.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Apom.
Ugly.
Oh,
nobody
yeah,
likes
double
her.
Hit. Okay.
Bonsly and Mime Jr.
Oh, yeah, man.
No one cares about either of those Pokemon. We wish they didn't exist.
Eevee.
What?
Oh, yeah, a fairy move for Sylveon. Yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah, I did not even know that.
So, Eevee. And then three that were introduced in Gen 7 or later. Steenie with Stomp. Poipole with Dragon Pulse. And Clobopus with Taunt.
Oh yeah, Poipole, that's right.
Okay, so if neither of us named one, is it a tie?
Actually, Seth named two because he started the thing.
Yeah, but he couldn't name it like a guess.
So he gets
sure, all,
the
all right.
Point.
All right, that's fair. That's fine.
So that brings
that's
it
nice.
To Sublime. It's your decision which one we do, I believe, unless I've miscounted.
What options are left?
We have fossil names.
And that's it, I think.
And field moves.
And field moves.
Never mind, I lied.
Technically, this one should have been
we'll
first.
Do field moves.
Okay. Field moves.
We'll do field moves.
Field moves. Alrighty. Seth, you can give the first answer.
Let's go with the dumb, obvious one, fly.
Okay. Sublime?
Cut.
Okay.
Strength.
What?
Did you say strength?
Yes.
Is that okay. What you said?
You said it weird. Sublime.
Rock smash.
Surf.
Dive.
Waterfall.
You think you're clever, don't you? But that's all good. It's all good. Flash.
Whirlpool.
Rock climb.
Oh no. Technically.
Mm-hmm.
Soft boiled.
Yep, that's on the list.
If that's on the list, then so is milk drink.
Yep. It is also on the list. These are moves that can be used outside of battle. That's all a field move means.
Teleport.
That is correct.
I'm not sure about one, so I'm not going to say it because that goes bad real fast. If you're not sure about something, don't get... Defog.
That is correct.
Sweet scent.
Correct.
Oh, I miss sweet scent. We've listed a lot. I'm trying to keep track of what all we
yeah,
said.
Yeah, it's fine. You have 20 seconds.
Let me know when I have 5.
Understood. Now you have 5
Don't
seconds.
Get it. Don't get it. Don't get
can
it.
Can you use dig?
Yes, you can. Seth, it's yours.
Oh, no.
That was my one I wasn't sure about.
Oh, no. oh, no.
I was trying to think of a safer answer because I was iffy about it.
There are two remaining on the board.
Oh, no. Cut, rock, smash, dig, slip, teleport, fly. The big ones. I think we've named all the Gen 1 ones. I think we've named all the Gen 2 ones. What the heck is going on? There's no push. There's no shove. There's no...
Nothing feeling better than feeling the love?
oh, no. Sublime, I hate you.
You have 20 seconds.
Oh no, Gen 5 was the last one this really actually mattered. Gen 4 had a whole bunch of weird ones.
You have 10 seconds.
Dang it, I can't.
And Seth goes out with a whimper. That is another point for Sublime.
I can't think of one. Dang it.
The two missing ones were Secret Power and Chatter.
Oh, yeah, Chatter! That's right, to record
garbage.
The thing. Oh, okay. You know, even though I lost it, I don't feel bad.
I wouldn't feel bad. Chatter.
Which means we go down to the last one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're going to butcher this so fast.
Oh, this is going to be awful.
Fossils. If you can't get at least three, I'm disappointed. And
you're gonna be disappointed.
Sublime.
You're gonna be so disappointed.
You can't even. You know what? Fine.
Can I go first?
You can go first. Yes, you were the one who goes first here.
Helix, baby.
There you go. Seth.
I worship the alternative church dome.
Well, I think we should just call it a tie. We won't list it. Well.
Can you really not get another one?
I feel like, what's Aurora's? It's like the sail fossil?
That is correct, yes. Seth?
I'm going to go with Gen 8 Drake fossil.
That is correct.
Ah, so we're doing the Gen 8
fossils.
That's okay, I see. They are fossils. You right. Is scale a fossil?
No.
What's the... I don't
care. That,
I don't
that
care
is...
I don't
that
care.
They're abominations, answer. And I tried to be ignorant about them. You take this one, Seth.
Okay, I'm going to go with claw fossil, Gen 3.
Yep, Anorith. There we go.
I'm just proud of myself for listing sale.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a weird one. The ones that were missed were incredibly the old amber.
Oh yeah, that's a fossil.
I guess.
It doesn't have the word fossil in it.
Does it have the word fossil in it?
The root fossil, the skull fossil, the armor mm-hmm. fossil, the cover fossil, the plume mm-hmm. fossil, the jaw fossil, the bird fossil, the fish fossil, and the dino fossil. Which means...
So it was a tie! I'm okay with that!
That means we get to go to our tiebreaker game.
Yay!
No! We're stopping!
No! Tiebreaker game is super, super fast. In fact, we don't even need to kick it over to the rules, man. I handle this one entirely on my own. I'm going to pull up a Pokemon available in Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield, and I am going to read its name in a foreign language.
Pre-Isle or Post-Isle?
Post-Isle. I'm just
Excellent.
Going to Serebii Swish Dex, and I don't care to sort it. I'm going to go and find a somewhat random Pokemon and read its name in a somewhat random language. You'll each get to make a guess, and whoever is closer at national dex number, if no one gets it outright, is the winner of today's games.
Oh boy.
We might as well just flip a coin.
It's a coin
No, no, no. This is fun.
Fun. So, let me...
Coins can be fun.
Let me look at this Pokemon.
Why don't we just roll a d20 and see who gets higher?
Then I'll lose.
Let's do that!
So.
No, you'll win because we're not playing a game.
Are you ready? And
yes.
Pardon,
sure.
And quite literally, pardon my French.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
The French name of this Pokemon is Sepiatrose.
Who goes first?
That we will have Sublime go first.
Sepiatrose?
Yep.
Mama say mama saw mama kasa. And it's in...
It's available
Sword
in
Sword Shield.
Shield, yes.
I have no idea what this thing is. Seth, do you know what it is?
I have a guess, but it's your turn.
I'm just curious if you have any inkling of what it is, because I do not. I just do not. I know it's not Snivy.
I don't even know
it's
if
not
it's in
it.
Sword and Shield, but, you know, I've got a guess.
Just throw out a guess.
A guess?
Sepiatrose.
Sepiatrose. I'm going to say Cramorant. I don't know. That just sounds like maybe. I'm going to go with Cramorant.
You're going to go with Cramorant. Okay. Seth, what is your guess?
That's in Sword and Shield, and it's like a weird name, so you know.
All right. Even though I'm not positive if it's in Sword and Shield, the name lines up too well. Tropios.
No, it's not Tropius.
Wow, okay.
So now I need to do some math.
So it's neither of those,
no,
is
it's
what
neither
you're telling
of those,
us?
It's,
why don't you tell us what it is?
San Pietrose, also known in Japan as Calamanero, is Malamar.
Obviously. What
obviously,
was I thinking?
Obviously. Again, this is a tiebreaker. I have... more fun within is probably.
I'm probably
going to
win.
What did you say?
No,
what
you
did
might
you say,
win.
Sublime?
Cramorant. I said Cramorant.
I'm just trying to get the dex numbers.
He's going to be closer.
Probably.
I don't know. Gen 4 is pretty short.
Gen 3 is when Tropios came out.
Cramorant. Where? What number are you, Cramorant? You're in the weird part of the dex.
845? Yeah, 845.
845.
I had to look it up after we said what it was.
845 minus 687 is 158 off that direction. And Seth, what number's true?
Don't even count. Don't even count it.
I have to know.
I know. It's so far off. Gen 3 ended at 386.
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm very dead.
It's a question of morbid curiosity. Where's true? Come on, it's gotta be like...
it's like middle of the way, because it appeared on Route 114.
I know, but it's just...
I don't think it's towards the end.
Let me look. Oh, up. Right. It's not in the Swish Dex. That's why I
it's
can't
357.
Find it.
That's why, yeah.
Yeah. That's, more.
Yeah.
That's more. Sublime, you're the winner of today's game show.
I mean, somehow it doesn't feel like it.
You know, it came down to Nat Dex. Whatever.
It came down to coin flips, but it was fun.
Yeah. We made it to sudden death. Like, that's yeah. More of a statement than anything. Gosh darn.
Yeah, I mean, Thatch completely thumped Seth, so this is a refreshing turn to form.
I like it.
And so with that, I will bid you both a farewell. If you'd like to follow us, we have our main feed where we discuss topics every week, and sometimes they're even hot takes. Most often, they're just the news. I'm kidding, we're actually fairly good about this. And we've got a rotating cast.
But not Hot Topics, because we're not a store in the mall.
I mean...
Hot Takes, but not Hot Topics.
Hot Takes, not Hot Topics. We also have our fantastic Puckle Plus feed that you're listening to here, and you can catch some other things on it. There are a lot of good shows. Like Battlecast, I guess.
Yeah.
I've heard the guy who hosts it kind of a jerk, but who knows?
I don't know. He's got a good voice.
Which is apparently
probably needs to bone up on his
mine,
French.
So.
Apparently. Yeah.
We've been freaking some people out real hard, I'm guessing. And on top of that, you can always follow us on social media. We have a Twitter. We have a Facebook. I think technically we have a Tumblr. So go there. But of course, the best place you can follow us and everything we are doing is on our Discord and our YouTube. You can watch Thatch not understand that Alakazam is going to tank a single bite and watch his team get picked apart.
I was there for that. That was quite the moment.
And as always, have fun, stay safe, and remember all the weird facts. Who knows when you're going to have to remember what a grass special defense stat is, because someday it might be you. This has been Linian.
Didn't we skip that one?
I've been Seth Vilo.
I continue to be Sublime.
And it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.